Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Female Solution, mobile radio TV show, invites
with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda's Beats. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Monty Melissa and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back.
Is an artificial measure of wealth.
Okay, I see our host, my co-host, Naima Latif, is with us. Assalamu alaikum, Naima Latif. How are you this morning?
I'm excellent by the grace of Almighty God. And how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. Praise be to Almighty God. Alhamdulillah. I can't say it enough for everything. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Almighty God. Yes.
Well, we are grateful today for another bright Wednesday morning where we get an opportunity to speak to our global family. And today we want to address the young people and have the young people address us. We've got a guest coming on a little later in the show who has a gift. He is a performing artist, and he is performing in the area of gospel music, and he's performing in the area that appeals to the young people in the format of rap music. So we're going to be talking to Ross Glover, who has a mission to touch the hearts and souls of youth, and he, of course, has been someone who has gone through all of the phases of growth that young people go through. And we certainly understand when there is an awakening that changes your mind. And certainly we understand when something happens to transform your heart and mind. So today we'll look at the effects of music on the behavior of youth and what are our responsibilities. Sometimes we let things go in the name of freedom of speech, but now we're seeing the effects. We're seeing the effects of allowing any and everything to be said and broadcast and blasted through the airwaves and allowing our children to hear words that are considered profane and vulgar to the beat of catchy music. And so when our 2 and 3 year olds start repeating these lyrics, some of us think it's cute, but words have power and they reach the heart and soul of the one emitting those words. So even if our 2 and 3 year olds don't know the deeper meaning of the words, they still carry the vibration. And if the words are vulgar and inappropriate for a 2 or 3 year old to be singing, then why are we playing this music on our devices so they can hear them and learn them and repeat them? So this is something we want to take a look at before our guest Ross Glover arrived. And we want to take a look at whether or not our music is put out by us from our hearts, or are the messages being directed by a music industry, a profit-seeking music industry that basically is appealing to the worst nature in us for the purpose of making a profit. And what is our responsibility in knowing this? To choose not to patronize artists and music that is degrading. So, Brother Kareem, what are your thoughts on that? You've raised young people and you've interacted with young people, and many young people feel like you all just don't understand. Our music reflects our reality and you all don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. But yet, isn't there some level of consciousness people should have about what they're allowing to go into their ears? What are your thoughts on that?
You know, you hear a lot of negative things about the term censorship. Censorship. That is whereby a gauge of the quality of messages are somewhat judged. And if it is deemed that a piece of music, literature,
go right ahead.
Okay. Yes.
You're pushing buttons and so end up pushing the wrong buttons, but okay, we're back, everybody.
Yes, thank you. We run into small problems, we thank God we are able to move beyond them. There used to be censorship of the industry, of communication. There used to be a censorship, and you were not allowed to broadcast or even write something that people deemed would be injurious to the society in which we live. Censorship. We don't hear that terminology anymore. Movies are rated now, you know, PG and MG, but even with the PG, you know, parental guidance suggested, it has moved to the level, if you look at it very closely, of being or on the edge of X-rated movies or content. What is needed at this time is self-censorship. We know when we hear something that is outside of decency. We know that. So it requires that since the industry has lowered their standards, that we maintain our standards as the listening public, as the public that ingests this food for thought. It's food for thought, and we know that thought precedes behavior. So it is important that we ourselves, as individuals, and especially as families, develop and place within our children standards of morality, standards of what is decent and what is not decent, standards of decency. We have to take responsibility for self-censorship and also passing the censorship onto our children, whereby they themselves will not accept something that is degrading, something that disrespects the human being, that disrespects us, that disrespects our mothers, our sisters, our father, all of us. We have to, the citizenship itself must raise its moral standards. Not open itself to literature, movies, music, videos, the things that are very degrading and immoral. If the industry had dropped its standards, you know, at one time there were people that was kind of like watchmen over the society, and certain things they would not allow to be broadcast or shown to the public that would disturb the public's moral sensibility. The moral sensibility of the public has been numbed now. This has happened so much, you become numb to first the shock. The more you lend your ear or your eyes to, that which first shocked you, over time you become numb. You become numb to your moral sensibility. And you say, oh, well, you know, oh, well, that's just how they do it. But it may be how it is, but that is not how it should be. We have young daughters. We have young sons. So it's going to require more responsibility on our part as the public to raise our moral sensibility and reject. Don't buy that stuff. Turn it off. And hopefully our children will inherit our moral sensibility. A lot of what we hear coming out of the music industry, the industry itself, it sets standards of what they will promote and what they will finance and what they will distribute, and also what will be played over the airwaves. There are very few independent radio stations now. They have been taken over by a conglomerate. Clear Channel is one that owns a large swath of media in a vast region of this country. I'm quite sure that there is very excellent music made. There are excellent movies, but the industry will not fully back, will not fully finance or help promote the good music, the good movie. They make that decision. They have become our watchmen, and they are derelict on being a good protector of the American public. The American public, we have ourselves become our own censorship. So that is my take on that. We know when we hear something that goes beyond the pale. Refuse it. Reject it. Reject that. Don't buy it. Don't listen to it. So we have to take more responsibility for our lives and what will enter us to shape our eyes and our behavior. What we invest in, it will come out. So we have to take more responsibility, for censorship. First, have a healthy idea, a healthy understanding of what moral excellence sounds like, what it looks like, what it feels like, and the benefit that derives from having a sense of moral excellence, that is, our future is being shaped by. It's being shaped by people that don't have our best interests at heart just to make money. Just to make money. You know, they have no concern about our condition as intelligent, dignified human beings. So we have to ourselves take that responsibility into our own hands. We're not helpless. We're not helpless. So I believe it requires more individual responsibility and not rely on an industry to protect our moral sensibilities and our behavior. That's what I suggest to us as the consumer and listening public. Reject it. Let it sit on the shelf. Let it wither on the vine. That's a process. Just ignore it. When I say ignore it, I don't react like it doesn't exist. Don't buy it. Don't turn your five senses over to immoral messages. Immorals. What a picture is worth a thousand words. So that is my suggestion, that we ourselves, we have to stand up on our own two feet and use our intelligence and our reasoning process. Does this help? Where is this taking us? What is the consequences of this? So there is more responsibility that's going to be expected of the individual and the people themselves. And the people themselves, because censorship is out of the window. Censorship no longer exists. We have to become our own watchmen, our own censor, become our own censorship. Every individual, every household, every community.
Well, you know, I think because people differ as to what is appropriate and inappropriate, that's why we have such differing opinions about censorship, because you have some people that think certain words are okay and part of the language and should be free to be used, pardon me, and then there's some people who find certain words profane and vulgar and inappropriate. So because we haven't established a universal code of conduct, you have many people who differ as to what should and shouldn't be allowed to be spoken publicly. As we all know, there were certain words you could not say on the air, and now there's pretty much nothing you can not say on the air. Every word in the dictionary, and not in the dictionary, has been said. And words have been said in songs, and there have been situations where, you know, it used to be when you were on the air, you know, and if you said something inappropriate, it could be bleeped out and then, you know, people wouldn't hear it. Well, now, even with the communication system we're using now, there's no 8-second delay on Blog Talk Radio. Now, on our Facebook page, we're live digitally, there is maybe 10-15 second delay from when something is spoken and when it actually is heard by people watching it. But as far as Blog Talk, that's real time. So if people call in, and that's happened before, people call in and say something obscene, and I mean, you can cut their mic off after they said it, but you can't prevent the audience from hearing it because it's in real time. There's no delay. So because communication is instantaneous, we don't have the same powers even to stop things from going over massive airwaves anymore. And you also have a new generation, people who are making decisions about what is obscene and what is not obscene, and there's almost nothing considered obscene today. So that's in America. Now you have other countries where you can't just say anything or do anything or, you know, describe anything or show anything, even in film. Now, I don't know if that has raised the moral level of the people in terms of their treatment of each other, but certainly there's a, I believe, a higher respect level of the innocence of children and the sensitivities of people who don't want to hear vulgarity. There is no sensitivity in this culture, in this American culture. There's none at all. And there's almost no way to protect the innocence of your children from hearing and seeing things that degrade the act of intimacy, for things that basically is impolite speech or speech that is considered vulgar in references, perhaps even to genitalia or sexual acts. I mean, there's a way to describe things that are personal without being vulgar, and then there's a way to describe it that is commonly understood to be vulgar. So if we decide that the vulgarity is funny or cute or humorous, then it no longer becomes an obscenity. And that's the situation we find ourselves in now, particularly with the music industry, in which everything can be said in a song. And so the songs have had a tremendous impact on the last few generations. And, you know, how do you put the genie back in the bottle, as they say? You know, it's almost impossible because the music is readily available on the devices that everybody is carrying around, their cell phone. So because our cell phones are the mini computer devices that we all have. They can record, they can play, they can take photographs, they can send messages, they can do everything. And everybody has one, even young people. So there's nothing to stop a young person from tuning in to sounds that are degrading, degenerative, obscene, vulgar. And if you put a beat to it, you know, it becomes okay. It becomes popular music. So we now see the effects of that. So the only way to stop that is for the people themselves to decide that they no longer want that particular sound or image to be invading their senses, which means they have to have a different standard for what they want themselves. So now the question is, how do you teach that? How do you instill that in a person so that they can make choices of what they want, especially because this is a society that has rendered absolutely nothing obscene. So what does it take? A change of heart? And how do you change the heart? That's the question. So we got to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about a few things that some people have said and done in the attempts to try to change behavior. But is it helping to change the heart? So we'll be right back after this message. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We've got some callers on the line, and we'll come to you after this message. And at the 8 o'clock hour, 9 Eastern, we'll hear from young gospel rap artist Ross Glover of A Life in God Movement, who has as his mission to transform the hearts of youth by bringing a spiritual message in a form they can enjoy, rap music. So we'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being, and we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Hallelujah, greetings in the spirit of Wayo and Yah Shalom. Wayo means we are one. Yah is Hebrew sacred name for God, and Shalom means peace. I'm Evangel Mamadi Love Yah Nubian, and I'm inviting you to join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Wisdom with Mamadi. Call in number 515-605-9325. Wisdom. Women in support of daughters on motherhood preparation. And spiritually speaking, men who do the will of Yah are mothers too. As a Montessori educator, author, activist, international award-winning poet, and ordained minister, females, I want you to say farewell to all things, seen and unseen, that prevent your potential. You bring forth life and give birth to babies. A kid is an animal beast with four legs. A child is a human being person with two legs. Facts can change feelings, but feelings cannot change facts. A mother teaches love. Love is the arm that reaches out and holds people, places, and things together. That's what Wisdom with Mama D is about. Join me every fourth Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Call in 515-605-9325. To share your wisdom and love souls into shape. Remember, mother's farewell. If you don't, your child won't. And if he doesn't, society is abused. Females, you are global transformers with the power to change this world. Use it.
Global radio TV show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Peace. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Bianca. Saturday, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Bianca. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid. And we are live on Facebook and
unmuted.
And certainly looking forward to our guest at 8 o'clock, Ross Glover, head of a Life in God movement. And we are certainly excited to have an opportunity to hear what he has created in terms of a way to reach young people. Now, it's not always easy to bridge the gap between the generations. Music is sometimes a way to bridge that gap, but often we see music as a divisive element. Even in the gospel arena, there was a time when gospel music was slow, sad, funeral kind of music, and then some, I guess, contemporary artists decided to put almost a dance beat to it, and the elder people thought it was sacrilegious. But it was actually touching the hearts of the generation that heard it and maybe even transforming lives. So music can have that impact, but one has to also take a look at what is the ultimate goal, and that is the transformation of behavior, even after one has received a spiritual inspiration. So I believe our co-host, Kareem Hamid, is back. And, Kareem, we've got some callers on the line. If you have any callers on your line, we can certainly take them. Otherwise, we'll come to our callers on our line. So did you have a statement you want to make before we take the caller? Check your mute. Make sure your mute is off.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Naima. You know, what we can do when we hear excellent music or excellent movie or excellent whatever, the people that produce that, they spent their time, their energy, their spirit, their efforts, and their money. We can support them. If someone is producing, like I believe that a brother that will be the guest later on this morning, when you say he has produced rap music, positive, well, there is a beat that comes with that the tempo of music has moved to a higher level of beat above the beat of the human heart. And it does affect our heart. The heart is very important in the production of music. Matter of fact, if I may share with you, there was a pagan god that was called the Muse, M-U-S-E, M-U-S-E, the Muse, that according to the myth, could affect people's thinking, their moods, their behaviors through music. So this principle, yes, oh yes, this is coming from a knowledge base. The people that control what we hear, they are not dumb people now. They know the construct of the human nature. They know our sensibilities. They know how to affect the internal content of the human being. These are not just dumb people. So I'm quite sure that our brother, matter of fact, I'm not sure, but I believe that he is utilizing the current beat of music to lure people to that sound. Now, here is what is genius in that, and I pray that he is doing this. The content of the lyrics. Now you have everyone's where a significant number of people is drawn to this beat. And listen to the words. If the words are inspirational, uplifting, listen to the words. That matter of fact, we can bear witness that our children can hear Aberrant Immoral rap music, and it's moving at a very fast pace that we as adults are not used to. But they can run those lyrics back to you. They remember them. They can run those lyrics right back to you. And in a lot of cases, if they're real young, they don't even know the the meaning or detriment of what they're saying. So the same way that they can pick up on the bad message, they have the ability to pick up on the uplifting lyrics. The good message. So that is one way, and I pray that the music change, but the good people have to promote the good people.
Yes.
Have to support the good people. Buy their music, buy their books, attend their movie production. Don't just be looking for violence and bloodletting and all of that. Stay away from that. Support the good movies. Those that are producing the good, they need our support. And we should support them and encourage our children to support. Can you imagine the effect it would have if a father walked in and gave his children, here, listen to this. And they put it on. They recognize that beat. Oh, daddy, yep. Hey, y'all daddy with it. And they said, yes. I mean, we have to encourage our children and those that produce the good. If daddy walked in and said, hey, check this out. They will hear those lyrics. Those lyrics will embed themselves in their unconsciousness and their consciousness. And they can be able to run those lyrics back to you. And those words make people. Words make people do what they do. So that is one way that we can fight back. Support artists that are producing healthy, human building productions on all levels. Support them, whereby they are not held hostage to this huge conglomerate corporate structure that will shut them out. When they shut them out, we open our doors up, and we support you. We'll help you distribute that. We'll help promote that. Every father, every mother, give your children the good music, the good book, the good movie. And they will see that you are not against them. You are in league with them.
It's absolutely.
The content has been changed.
It can make a difference, yes. Well, we're going to take a caller, And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. We're going to be talking at the 8 o'clock hour, Central Time. Ross Glover, who founder of a Life in God movement, and he has his mission to transform the hearts of youth by bringing a spiritual message in the form they can enjoy, their own rap music. Well, let's go to area code 773-487, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience, and give us your thoughts. Can rap music reach the heart and bring a spiritual message? What do you think?
Oh, of course, I did. I've been in music for 30 years. And, I've had a real good run, maybe for the last 15 years on the internet. And kind of all started with me and my children singing at home. We went to the White Sox game, and me and my children used to sing. And I go, you know what, let me get back into music. And I became an independent artist, and I started with rap. And I did a song called Stop the Beef, because I saw rappers beef with each other. You know, you ain't nothing. They hate each other. And then I found out, it was like, what you doing, bro? This is how we make our money. We attack one another. That's how we get attention. You need to shut up. So I went into blues. I went to jazz. I started going into gospel music. And now I'm end up in comedic. I play the harp, doing comedic sound, because I found out that every genre of music has a society. Rap has a society. Blues has a society. Steppers, you know, I did a stepper song. It's a whole society across the country, steppers. There's a society
That's
in gospel.
True.
There's a society. There's a million of people that organize, and I tapped into each one of those. And I made a difference, and I started using my music and my lyrics to elevate, like, you know, talking about the yin and the yang, talking about female energy, talking about the kingdom of God is within us. It ain't coming. It's already here. I started using my music to correct some issues about whether us being brought from Africa or whether we was already here. I had a song called We Were Already Here. Now I have a whole society of young brothers and young sisters saying, brother, you was right. That never happened. We was already here in this country. And that eased their mind from the oppressor and from the system that was controlling us using the platform of music to control in our minds. Like the brother said, they had hijacked our minds through our music, and they did it intentionally. And now I find out that the war of music is in the mind of the individual.
So let me ask you this question. What are your thoughts about the use or misuse of women in a lot of the lyrics, the derogatory name calling that has become so very popular? And as you said, artists are telling you, well, this language is the way we talk to each other. This is how we sell our music. This is how we get popular. So
talking about
women has been made popular. What do you think about that? Is that something reversible, or what would make a person not do that?
Well, we tried to start a union in music. We tried to start a code of conduct. And I don't try to correct another artist, okay? That's like going into somebody's house taking their dishes. But you try to be an example. I learned the hard way. You don't speak nobody's name. If somebody's doing something, you don't call their name. You just come up with an example to correct it. You be the correction. See, one thing that our culture, because music is culture, one thing that we have it bad, we always saying, we ain't doing this, we ain't doing that, we ain't doing this. And that's a disease. That's going to keep you from doing what you need to do. If you see a problem in our society or in our community, don't point your fingers at the ones who are doing it. You go out and be the correction. And stop saying we, because we all ain't in your we game. If you see the problem in our society,
right,
you be the example. And that's what I've done, and I caught a lot of heat from doing that. You see, trying to be different and wholesome and being respectful. And so looking at our woman, you're going to reap what you sow. If you talk bad about that woman, guess what? You're going to have bad relationships in your life. And then everybody's going to be laughing at you. Like, what's wrong with you? Well, you put that on yourself.
You spoke
that into existence.
You know, there was a time when you could not refer to a female as a bee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only in the upper echelon, I mean down here on the sidewalk. I mean down here in the streets. You refer to a woman as a bee. That was a great boy. You were in trouble. If her brother heard, hey, man, so-and-so called your sister up bee. What? Where is so-and-so at, man? But what has happened, as I stated earlier, we have been inundated so much that we have become numb. Our moral sensibility has become numb.
Well, you know what
happened
with that word bee? Now they have become a good bee. If I'm a bee, I'm a good bee.
Yeah.
You see, it's like the word nigger. Like the word nigger. We turned that word nigger into something positive. They turned that word bee. We tried to make it positive, but it comes from a man who didn't have a guidance in his life. He didn't have an elder man to teach him those lessons. And these young men today are having relationship problems, okay? And, you know, the girl may like him, may like her cousin, may, you know, that when you're 19, 20 years old, you're not trying to get married. You're just hanging out, and you get jealous that somebody, she's talking to another guy. And I tell young guys all the time, why are you mad at her? What's she doing? Are you married to her? And that just corrects everything. Are you married? Is that your wife? Okay. Well, she could do anything she wants to do. I'm married to her. You ain't got no ring on her finger. But the hurt and the hurt from their relationship or their mother or the relationship and the family structure, you know, these kids are rebellious, have become rebellious, and they say derogatory things. And when you say derogatory things, guess who's really hurt? The one who's saying them. They are the patient. You trying to be the doctor? No, you're the patient. Talking like that, you're the patient. You got some issues.
Well,
saying that
is the truth. When you think of people saying things, they're reflecting their own level of self-respect or lack thereof. And like Brother Kareem is saying, you know, there was a time that you didn't allow that to be said of the women in your family. You just didn't allow it. And so it didn't happen. So now Viata, our Friday host, she mentions a thing that has been said about those who are behind the scenes in the music industry. And many of the people who have been in the field of producing and promoting and distributing, you just have to do it. Now, claiming that religion isn't what made them do what they did, but those are people who often form business alliances with audience, with artists and promote their music. And there was a point where it was encouraged for the kind of degenerate lyrics and sounds that we have because it was profitable. So we have to address that. And the fact that there are those who took our creativity and, in a real sense, turned it against us. So how do we stop that? Cooper, you mentioned being an independent artist, and the Internet has actually opened up doors for a lot of artists to become independent producers and distributors. Is there a way to put some of these distributors who have been long-term in the business out of business if they insist upon promoting music that is hurtful and degenerative and abusive to women or to anybody? Is there a way to organize people economically to boycott these kind of things, or are people not aware enough to discern that it's harmful? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, like I said, if somebody's on fire and if they're doing something that's negative, I don't even discuss them. Because the most powerful thing that you have on the internet is called attention.
That's
like true. Money.
You give it attention, you give it power.
You get somebody a like, you get somebody, you know, because when I got popular with my music, everybody's like, oh, you think you the stuff. You think you the man. You think you the man. We gonna come at you. We coming to get you. I'm like, what? I said, wait a minute. What you doing? Let me hear what you doing. Why can I be a fan of yours? And it's like, wow. And I start sharing their good music. I start sharing, oh, look at this sister. Look at this brother. I start sharing my shine. I start sharing my platform. And got away from all of that negativity. So instead of pointing at them, you applaud them, even like if they had some raunchy music, but then they did something. Because the music producer, you know, I used to work with R. Kelly a little bit and all these other artists. They can only send their music in to the producers, right, corporations. They choose what goes on the CD. They have no right. They can't put out anything. They need to put out what these people want to be heard. So if I look at somebody who is doing some negative, raunchy music and just say I wanted to kind of get at them a little bit, maybe say something nice, I will look into some of their music that they're doing, and I will highlight the good, some of the good that they're doing. And say,
yeah,
brother, I like this song over here. You know, because it's a graduation. I like this over here, brother. You know, I like this song over here. You ought to focus on that one right there. You know, and I've got to the point where I brought some ethics and some morals in music, in spirituality. I brought a culture. It's called B1. Everybody's all of them is saying B1, B1. I came up with that. And I said, B1 with nature before you can B1 with me.
Yep.
Don't try to connect with me. Now, if you connect with nature, now you can talk with me. You can tell me something about the sky. You can tell me something about the planet. You can tell me something about the history. Be connect with nature.
Well,
and so
correcting
someone, I wouldn't say go out them economically, you know, I because like I say, you're gonna start warfare. They'll be at your door.
So,
that's really
our attention on the positive artists. Focus our money on the positive artists. Ignore
right.
the ones that are doing wrong. Don't protest them. Simply withdraw our attention from them. I think that makes a lot of sense. But we certainly thank you for that. So we got to take a break, and we'll be back as we talk more about saving the souls of our youth. Can rap music reach the heart? And we're looking to talk to Ross Glover, who is head of a Life in God movement. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. Is there...
Naima?
music. Yes.
Yes, I have a caller on the line that I would like to open up their mic after this station break, if you
will.
All right.
We'll be right back with your caller on the line. All right. So stay with us.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And we're back, and we've got a caller on our 515-605-9891 line. Go right ahead.
Okay. Area code 312671. Welcome to the Female Solution. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
We are in Yah Shalom, Ahura. We don't die, we multiply. Life is blessed and beautiful and all about success, free success. It's our time now. This is Brother Minister Trump, Robert Floyd Trump.
As a matter of fact, it's Robert Floyd Cole something. The Cole in me is from that King Cole side of the family. And I'm so glad that Kuski, you're on the phone, and I want to partner with you in the music business. Same with you, Sister Rain. And you know I got a partner with you, Sister Name, the Female Solution. Thank God for you all, because we are well in God. As Mama D loves to say, you know, that means we are one. One in GWO. God,
Reverend Plump,
yes,
Reverend Plump, you are going in and out. Your connection is not very clear. Or are you speaking directly into your phone?
Okay.
It started.
Can you hear me better now? Can Brother Green?
A sentence. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's better.
Okay. Good. Yeah, well, I want to give some tribute to Sister Naima Lateef. And thanks again for sending me Sister Tracy Abrams' numbers, and picture and everything, and
yes.
Other numbers, too.
Historic.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's running
yeah.
for
yeah.
We're looking ahead. On the show one of these days soon. So, yes, but I know you want that historic photo with our dear sister, Stacey Abrams, who's made such an impact across the nation politically. Yes.
And
right. So, glad
you're
that.
For, yeah, see, for Brother Kareem and Brother Kufi, you know, when it comes to music, then we have to be together, you know, and have to give Sister Naima credit for the healing music, you see, which is a sound. See, music always carry a sound, Kofi, but we have to demonstrate what the PMA, Positive Mental Attitude sound of music. We have to always treat our females with the highest respect, and respect is everything. I would like to also just say healing equals to 23. And thank God for Naima Lateef for the ancient sound, heal, power of the 11th harmonious that's known to cure cancer, you know? And so
mm-hmm.
That's how serious life is. It's life and death, man. So we got it in the circle. We just got to use what we got and help save our children. I'm talking about baby, Ray, and Stevie children that don't know themselves. They other than themselves. This is why we must partner all together. And what Mayor Washington said, we must trump the whole community. And when you do that, and love, unity, marketing people, we can get everybody. On the righteous side, that's what we need to do. We have to change the unrighteous music, which is calling the sisters or delivering the sisters out of their name and let them know through the power of GWO, God's will only. And so I want them to keep in touch with me, foundation.net. Or call me direct, 312-671-2773. Brother Kareem, you are fantastic.
Praise be to God.
You know,
praise be to God.
If you get it, I mean, if you got it, you got it. So that means you have already get it. You know, you got it. So now we have to share with you and you have to share with us so we can reach the young people. You know, so we ain't going nowhere without each other, because I am that I am my brother's people. So I just had to say that, you know, it's all the way north, south, east, and west. And with pollution and the creation and recreation of organizing and rejuvenating our children and our children, as we say, is just like God. It comes first. They are fruit. They're the fruit of the land. So I'm just thankful that I'll give you a little time. I'm still working on my health. My health is my wealth, so I can be happy and healthy and wealthy. And I know that Susie, you're a wise man. We all in the same family, which is a wise family. And we don't have to worry about our opposition. You know, the opposition, that's what Cooper is saying, which is wrong, better, know better, and do better, and admit that the wrongness. So it must be corrected, and it must be connected to who became disconnected. So I'm going to be quiet and listen to Mo, but I just thought I'd share a few thoughts out there. And we got to work on that music that's healing. You know, they, Naima, I got a question.
Healing music.
Healing music. Do you know what the 11 harmonics, in other words, what area on the earth or what country or continent that this was done? Was this done in Africa or what?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I was wondering, do you know if the ancient 11 harmonious power through healing was the sound? You know, you shared information with me about the ancient healing sound, which is the power of the 11 harmonious music or sound that kills cancer. It kills cancer. Now, you know that's something we can share with the whole world. We can help each other.
That's true. There is a knowledge of how sound creates healing in the body, because sound is vibration. Everything is vibration. So, yes, that is possible. You know, knowledge like that really isn't restricted to any particular continent, because it's universal knowledge. And so anyone who is attuned to the universal mind, which is God, can pick up on that thought and discover that information and put it to use. So I think as we grow spiritually, we transcend a location, we transcend a continent, we transcend a landmass, and we become beings of the universe and attuned to the universal consciousness we call God, which does not have a confined place. So therefore, the universal knowledge of how vibration brings healing is something that all human beings have had access to at some point in time and have put to use. So it's our responsibility to rediscover that, and particularly artists and producers like yourself and Kofi and others who are striving to think on a higher conscious level. Now is the time to use your gift and skill to bring that healing and bring that ancient knowledge of how sound does in fact affect the very cells in your body. And we talk about this all the time, even on our Tuesday show with Jody Susan and cell care, you know, energy healing, sound, vibration, you know, and of course, Viata has been giving us a wealth of information on Fridays and her health and well-being. The fact that the knowledge that we need to employ is ancient knowledge that needs to be recovered. And one of those things is the power of sound to create and to heal. So thank you, Minister Plump, for sharing your thoughts. We've got another caller on our switchboard, and then a little later I'm going to share a bit of information if we can pull that up. But let's now go to area code 773-737. Please introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your wisdom.
Well, hallelujah, greetings. This is Evangel Mama G, host of Wisdom with Mama G, Grand Rising.
Yes.
Lovers. You know, it is written in the Black History Bible book, whose hero is a woolly-haired man with bronze-colored feet to match his bronze-colored face, that the sins of the parents are visited on the children. So the children's souls are not the problem. It's the parents that don't have a clean heart and the right spirit, because our children come here perfect. And the only thing they have in them, and they are misbehaving because the parents are out of order. You know, I was thinking, do you remember that song, I'm a Soul Man?
Yes.
Okay. What did Joe Biden say? He said he came to save the souls of America.
The souls of America,
So obviously, he came to vote for me and I'll set you free. I'm here to save the soul of America. I'm here to save you soul people, to save you black people. And I'm here to say, if you don't vote for me, you ain't even black enough. Now, this is a man that's he voted against every civil rights bill that ever came down the pipe for over 40 years, crime bill, all the time when he was coming up with initiatives to give the Jews, whose Holocaust didn't happen over here, and the vestiges of what happened to us, the crime against humanity and Jim Crow genocide that's still going on today, he didn't give us no $15 million. But his initiative made sure that they got that in reparations. Now, it seems that we're scared to even bring up the word reparations, and this is just a bill to study the problem that does not come with any money. But Kamala Harris, vice president, who said, you don't think I'm going to do nothing for black folks, just for black folks, do you? Cow needs his tail more than once to fan the flies. That's what my mother used to say. So she could say that. But within weeks after six Asians were killed, they had a bill just for them called the Anti-Hate Crime Against Asians bill that came with $50 million. But Nancy Pelosi is sitting there, won't work for the three votes that are needed to bring up a 30-year-old bill called reparations to study the problem, because she said it'll hurt the election. That's the same thing that she said the 8 years that Barack Obama was in office, and they didn't mention reparations. I mean, we are pitiful indeed, because what happened to us didn't happen to everybody, and we are always busy fighting for the rights of everybody. But you know, I was thinking about it. I'd like to ask you this. I said, now, you know, everybody else has rights attached to their stuff. They'll say, we got civil rights. Well, everybody got civil rights, but everybody else has got specific rights, women's rights, gay rights, immigrant and refugee rights, which is all based on privilege, but they've got rights under their stuff. Tell me, where is it that rights is on our stuff? I mean, NAACP, I don't hear no rights on that. Urban League, Rainbow Push, all do wonderful work, but where's the rights? So we're the only ones that Reverend Earl Sarton, he is the one that, while he was over there in World War II fighting for the rights of other people, well, he said a young soldier asked him, but Sarge, when are we going to get our rights? He said, well, if we get through this, then I'll fight for our rights. So Reverend Sarton starts saying, if a black man can go over there and drive an army tank, he can drive a beer truck or a bread truck over here. And he went into the store and started throwing the bread out into the streets until we got some. He said Pabst Blue Ribbon was the number one beer for black folks in the whole world. And he got blacks to drive Pabst Blue Ribbon beer trucks, the first clerks to be black and working downtown in the department store. He got that through, got the first Andy Frame workers selling peanuts and popcorn and stuff at the ball games. So he was really doing it. So when you think of when the black man, that Asiatic black man, steps up to the plate like the fathers are doing at these schools, fathers came in, and they had 23 students arrested and fighting every day. Fathers came in. And all of that, no more fights, no more nothing. And they said something about one of the students said, well, how would you know about the look? See, we talk about the talk that you have to have with black youngsters. But what about the look? I was on the L train, and this young lady, she was cursing up a side. Oh, boy, was she cursing. And I over at her. Just I ain't said nothing. I just look. I respect my elders, and I wouldn't say nothing to get no
elders. You must have gave her a look.
I just look, cause that's one thing I do not disrespect my elders. And she just went off and off and off. And then I said something to her. I said, well, you're just too pretty to be saying all those ugly words, you know?
Mm.
But there was a look. I didn't know that modern-day children knew anything about the look. You know, just look. Hey, you when those old-timers, you sitting there having a conversation and a child butts in, you know what? Wow, they hit you so quick with that backhand lift that you didn't even know you was hit. Butting in grown folks' business, that's all you was going to get. And that conversation just moved on. Am I saying it's right to give them a backhand lift? No, I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying that there are two rods. There's the rod of correction that's in your mouth, and there's the rod that you have in your hand. No, our saving the souls of our children begins with righteousness exalts a nation. And that is what we got to focus on, some righteousness. What do you think? Do you know about that look? Claude, we talk about the talk. What about the look?
Now, the thing about that look, it only works if there's a history of some type of reinforcement of some consequences behind that look if you don't respond to the look. So that's kind of like an early conditioning to respond to a face that is saying, I'm displeased with you. So a child got to know that following that face that says, I'm displeased with you, you have to change your behavior.
But that is what's wrong with the mask wearing, because your first language to that baby when they got 84 years of life is to read your countenance. Are you pleased or are you displeased? We don't call it the look, but that look, that is exactly what it is. And you
that's
don't have to
communicate,
teenager today to know that look, because that look is innate when you're
right.
Educating that subconscious brain of the child. And when you got these
that's
masks
true.
On your face and the children aren't learning that body language, we're in deep trouble.
Well, this is why we have to use our intelligence to realize that there are things we should be doing now to educate our children so that we can emerge from this with a better society than we're leaving behind, because we are leaving that old society behind. And along with the new society we're creating is the power of our body language along with the power of sound. But you're right. The first response that a child has is to your facial expression, and it's already understood what a smile means. And that's why when people speak to babies and infants and young people, they speak with a smile and a happy little voice, because that's how you speak to children. That's how you give them a sense of being approved of, or give them a feeling of comfort and safety and security and love through your voice and through your face. So these are the teaching tools that we have to use to let our children know when their behavior is something we approve of or something that we disapprove of. So just like that young lady who was using all that foul language, you gave her that look, she understood that her behavior was inappropriate. We should be able to do that in all circumstances. And, you know, one thing that I really admire about Will Smith, he said that when he first got into the rap industry and he was writing down some lyrics and he was using lyrics and everything and started using some of the cuss words that was becoming popular to use, he said his grandmother left him a note in his notebook saying, you know, that she hoped he would use his gift in a better way. He understood from that she was not pleased with his using profanity, and he stopped using profanity in his lyrics. And, you know, when I saw that, I said, I wish other rap artists and grandmothers would have told them the same thing, so they could have been reminded, you're better than that. You know, you don't want to use your gift from God to degrade humanity, to degrade yourself. So we need to be using our faith more. We need to be using that look more when sounds are being thrown out into the universe, into the atmosphere, polluting the air and the airways and our ears and the cells in our body with negative sounds. And all of us have had this situation. Somebody's blasting music out of their car, just oblivious. We need to give them that look, because some of them don't have a clue that there's something wrong with that, especially if the people in their household are using that same language as if it's okay. They don't even know that there's something inappropriate about it, certain settings. So, yes, Mama D, we thank you for using that look, because that's what we need to do to remind those who don't know what is appropriate and what is inappropriate.
And that's what the village is about.
That's what the village is about. When we all collectively give that look aimed at somebody who has gotten out of line, then that can be the energy that we put forth that will get them back in line. So, Brother Kareem, we got to take one last break, and we've got callers on the switchboard. If you've got something to say, please press 1. Give yourself a chance to speak. Thank you so much, Mama D. Looking forward to Mama D on the fourth Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central. Join us for Wisdom with Mama D. And we'll be right back after this quick break. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So stay with us. The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda's Beat. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with John. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And let us see, we've got another.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Are back, and you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And our guest today has but we are looking forward to hearing from Ross Glover before the end of the show, if able to work out a few things. Press 1. If you're on our switchboard and have something to say, that lights your number up, press 1 for those who have called in. And we've been talking about saving the souls of our youth. Can rap music reach the heart? And many people are not aware of the fact that music does, in fact, have an impact. Sound has an impact. And it most definitely can influence thought, not just the beat, the lyrics, the very vibration of the music. There are some sounds that are considered healing music. And so if we are aware of the capacity of sound to have an impact, then those who are artists can also choose to use sound that bring healing to the mind, body, and spirit. So if we know better, we do better. Now, there are many people who are aware even of the vibration of sound and creating immunities to illness. And as we study more knowledge. Yes. And we're back with
our caller.
Wonderful. So we're going to take that caller. And as we study that ancient knowledge, we'll rediscover what we used to know about the power of sound and healing. So go right ahead with your caller. Give us your name and where you're
going. 3-0-9. This is Martha Naila. Abdullah, Alhamdulillah, the executive director of the Community-Wide Shura Council. Assalamu alaikum, Martha Nyla.
Alaikum assalam to you, Imam Kareem Hamid, and definitely to Naima Latif and all of the listeners. Martha Nyla Abdullah calling from St. Petersburg, Florida, Sunshine City, Sunshine State. My comment is in relation to Mama D, as she was mentioning about the facial expression, you know, that look. And I was sitting here and I'm going, let me share this. You know, as sometimes we don't even have to speak something directly to. And as I was at the bus station, just one of the bus systems, waiting on the bus. Let me just put it that way. And there was a young lady and her mate, and she was getting on him. I mean, he was trying to sleep, waiting on the bus, and she was over him, back and forth, commenting on whatever had happened. And I was standing at the bus sign thing, and I started to sing, and this was just for me, you know, for me singing Keeping God in Remembrance, you know, just a song, old songs, hymnal that was ringing in my head, and I was just doing the lyrics and just standing there and looking and observing everybody. All of a sudden, the young lady said, "Oh, ma'am, please forgive me." And I looked around. She goes, "I apologize for all the drama." She said, "Please, please forgive me. Please forgive me." And I'm going, "Oh, Allah." For me, I said, "Oh, Allah." I go, "Okay." I said, "Well, just always remember God first." And she said, "Yes, ma'am, thank you." And she stopped. She stopped her drama, as she called it. So praise be to Almighty God. Little do we know that when we're in our own world of thought and we're concentrating on and putting God first in our own sense of being, then and not being, you know, afraid to even, you know, hum songs out that reminds individuals, we never know what effect they will have on others. So alhamdulillah. Praise be to Almighty God. Thank you all for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam, Martha.
Annihilate.
You know, I want to. This is, you know, I want to caution us. I keep my head in higher knowledge, the language of Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and I keep my vision and my head on what is not that those things are not current. They are. But I keep my head on what's happening down here on the street, in the streets. Let me say that there are young men that if you look at them a certain way, they are subject to hurt you or kill you. Just a look. I'm saying this is fact. They will say, "Man, he's looking at me all crazy, man. What is he looking at? Man, pop that in." I'm just saying. I'm saying this is the reality to how far some of us have devolved as human beings, that even a look of disapproval can put you in danger. I'm just saying. Now, I'm not saying to abandon that completely, but I'm just saying that there is a reality among some of our youth. You look a certain way, just a look can bring violence to you. I'll stop right there, but these are the facts.
Let me throw this thought out there, because Martha Nyla said something that actually triggered a memory and really even an inspiration. Because whenever you are encountering a lower energy, you have to bring a higher energy. And we know, as you've said, people have devolved. They have gone to a level of unconsciousness where they're always in a state of anger and ready to do battle because of whatever's happened in their lives. So they're operating on that very low vibration. So we have to bring the higher vibration, which is what Sister Martha Nyla did. So the look you give may not necessarily be or have to be a look of disdain or disapproval. You can bring a look of energy that reflects love and compassion, and even begin singing. I mean, singing a song of a higher vibration, something reflecting the Spirit of God, to remind them of who they are. All of us are expressions of the Spirit, the energy, the life force of God. Many of us have forgotten who we are. All of us are simply people who are on a journey to the Creator. Some of us are a little further ahead on that journey than others. Some of us are way far away and can't seem to find their way back. But if we can see every human being, if we can see every being as the expression of God, and just realizing that they're demonstrating how far they are in their journey to remembering that, then we can help them.
You know,
come a little further along.
You know, Naima,
with sight and sound, a loving faith,
Naima,
spiritual, and we can do just like Martha Nyla did. Remind that sister of who she really is.
Naima,
even
Naima,
with the worst. The worst of people, Naima, can be reminded. Yeah.
Naima, the statement that I made was not a general statement. It was not a general statement. I'm just, there are good people and there are bad people. It says, speak to the ear that is alive, alive. So that means that there are some ears that are dead. I'm only stating a current reality. Now, I saw a young man and his wife with their three children. One of the daughters fell. I was at the park, and the wife went to pick up her daughter. I looked at the young man. I said, boy, this is wonderful. He knew exactly what I was talking about. He said, I want to thank you, sir. We are going to stay together. So that I'm not saying that that my previous statements is a blanket statement, but if you are not discriminating, if you are not aware of what is happening, I'm only alerting us to that. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you, be very careful. Be aware of what you are doing. They are living under rules that sound very, very foolish to us and make no sense. But there's a set of rules among the aberrant that it doesn't make sense, but those are the rules, I'm telling you. So, yes, we want to promote what is good, but let there be some indication or something that, because I'm telling you, some of these people will kill you for a look. And those of you on here, you know, those of you that have your ear to these streets, you know I'm speaking the truth. They will hurt you. So I'm saying be discriminating. Be aware of your circumstances and your surroundings and what you're dealing with. That's all. I'll stop right there.
So this is the work that we are here doing. And one of the things that, and I think we're probably going to have to reschedule our guest. He had some difficulties today. But one of the issues is the fact that you have so many people, as you said, that are so far away, that have de-evolved so far away from conscious awareness of their basic humanity, that everything they see is a challenge.
because they've been made to feel so bad about who they are.
Uh-huh.
And so finding the soul of that person, that, I mean, that is, that takes some real light work. That takes some real spiritual work. That takes some real capacities to know how
to
reach
to
someone
them.
Who seems sick. And this is why the brother that we're looking at, you know, we invite on today, when he speaks of where his peers are, and, you know, some would seem to be dead and so dangerous because they are lacking respect for their own lives and the lives of others. But every soul is reachable. We have to know that. Otherwise, you wouldn't bother even doing spiritual work. You have to know that people aren't showing you who they are. They're showing you where they are. Where are they in their road back to the Creator? Are they so far away that their path is obstructed by you know, the debris and walls of confusion? They can't see their way, and they're in a fog. That's where they are. They can't see. They can't hear. But just because they seem lost doesn't mean they can never find their way back. All of us are here on this earth on a journey. And the final destination is our Creator. Some people simply have forgotten who they are, why they're here, and where they're going. And because they have gotten so far away, they seem as if they're unreachable, but every soul is reachable. And this is why, for those artists that have the capacity to create with sound, if they can understand the science of sound, then they can consciously create music with lyrics that can touch the soul and speak to the soul in a way that ordinary words and lectures and threats can't do, because it's the soul that is become blind and deaf. So music can speak to the soul, and that's how you reach somebody who's lost. That's why our artists are so critical. It's so critical that our artists know the gift that they have and how to use that gift and not allow that gift to be misused in the way it has been. This is a battle for the soul of humanity. And when you've been given the gift of how to use sound, if you allow that gift to be corrupted, then you become part of your own self-destruction. So those of us who know better must do better. Those artists who have the gift, now's the time to use it and use this wonderful tool of the internet to empower you, because now we don't have to depend on other people, other distributors, other producers who have questionable motives for using our gifts and talents. We can produce our own music, our own lyrics, our own sound, and do our own distribution right here on the internet. So now that we have the power in our hands, let's use it for our good. And I agree, let's focus on the good. Ignore the bad. Don't give it power by talking about it or playing it and then saying, see, that's wrong. Don't give it any energy. Give all of our attention to the positive energy of those enlightened, inspired artists that are putting out sounds that heal the mind and touch the heart and illuminate the souls of those who are still wandering in the darkness because they can't see where they should be going. So I do understand, Brother Kareem, there are people who have de-evolved in such a way that reaching them is going to really take some creativity, and that's why we have our creative artists to do that work. So do you have any other callers on your switchboard? We certainly, let me see, we've got callers that would like to add to the thought. Yes, we've got a caller, area code 773-263, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment.
for Grand Rising. This is Rashid Ali from Chicago.
Thank you for joining us. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yes, I want to say that Mama D, she was talking about how laws are made for other people and et cetera about lawmaking. I observed when I was an organizer that the other ethnic groups, including the international Muslims, when they got together and lobbied for to make it legal for a sister to wear her hijab, her head covering, make it legal that she didn't have to take it off. But it seemed like we Americans of a certain ethnicity just cannot unite and organize and be effective when it comes to getting legislation for ourselves. I don't know whether it's been because we've been so dependent on others who have made laws and we had to abide by them. I don't know what the problem is. But it appears that all it takes is unity, organizing, and moving forward without aggression. Like sometimes we had to get beat and put in jail because we were aggressive trying to take our rights. But there's an organized system. That's a systematic way that America has to do things. And it appears that so we just haven't found out or abide or adhere to that system. Because if we want laws for ourselves, if we can organize among ourselves, and it takes a lot of steps because it also takes contributing to the effort in more than one way, to get laws for ourselves. But the abortion law, we join on with the forces of others and a lot of other laws. And then there are other laws that we just took a lot of, had to be aggressive and violent to get them to make the law for us. But we need to understand how to unite and finance getting legislation that affects us as an ethnicity. Because it was no problem with the international Muslim women getting together to make it legal to even take a state picture with their head covering on. So it's not that hard. It's just understanding what I'm doing.
I mean, you can do that in Illinois now, you know, because, I mean, I've taken my picture just to make a point. Yeah, I can do this. But I see the point that you're making. The thing about rights, you have to know that whatever human right you have, you already have that right. Now, people are either going to violate it or not violate it, but you have to know as a human being, you already have the right to be whatever you are. No one can give you or take away that right. They can either honor it or not honor it, but you already have the right to be who you are. You have a right to wear whatever you choose. You have a right to define yourself. You have that right by virtue of being born. You have to know that within yourself. Now, the thing is someone going to challenge that right and then cause you to have to take it to the level of court? And that's what we're seeing. But you always have the right to be who you are, to wear what you choose, to define yourself. You have that right as a human being. No one can take that from you. They're either going to try to dishonor it or they're going to comply with it. But you already have the right. No one can give you rights. You have them by virtue of
well, it's a legislative issue, you know, a federal or state rule of law. You might have it as an individual or as a human being, like they have the Human Rights Bill. But when it comes to the systematic way of doing things in this systematic government, so it can affect the needs of all, the health, interests, rights, and needs of all, it has to be an observer or organizer and get the law installed if you want it honored. But to protest and all of that, yes. Pastor Sarton, he did that. But believe it or not, if Pastor Stern asserted himself to do that, then the others joined forces, including the other ethnicity, and they made it a rule of law and installed those workers into the work process. But we have a right. God gave us our rights, but we don't know our rights, and then man make laws that gives us certain rights. But if we're interested in having rights for ourselves, you know, then we have to organize around the health, interests, rights, and needs of ourselves. And then, yes, there's others outside of us that have the same need. They would join forces as well. But when it comes to us, because I remember when I used to be an organizer and a lobbyist, we didn't go into the poor neighborhoods because they were blighted and they could unite and contribute. So it's a way to do it.
I agree. Absolutely. I think this is what we're moving to. We're moving to a society in which we are getting all of our human family to honor the rights that we already have by our Creator. And so that means the governments under which we live need to honor the human rights that our Creator has given us all. That's where we're moving to as a human family. And I agree, Rashida, that's the struggle that we're in getting all of our human family to honor the rights that we all already have been given by our Creator. And that's the kind of society we're building. So we've got to go. I thank you so much for calling in and, all as always, and sharing your thoughts. Thank you, Brother Kareem, for, as always, giving us wisdom and inspiration. And thanks to all who have shared their thoughts today. We appreciate you. And we'll look to reschedule our guests and even hear from more artists who are using the power of sound to reach the heart. That's the gift that you've been given by our Creator, and with that gift comes the responsibility. So we merely ask that you use it to the best of your ability. I'm Naima Lateef. Until tomorrow, we want you to continue to shine your light. And we'll see you tomorrow on Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green.
Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Here in the
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.